Hello, I'm Kate Cocker. This is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. I want to encourage something for you today. I want you to have a think about what you have to look forward to, that sense of anticipation. You know the feeling that you get when you organise and book yourself a holiday. You know, you look at all the pictures and you just get really, really excited. Well, I was looking over my next few months and I've got a lot in the diary that I'm really looking forward to, and it's really changed my mood. So at the moment, the big thing in my life this year is that on June the 13th, I'm going to go and see Taylor Swift on her Eras tour. Let's not talk about how much those tickets cost, but I'm really excited about it and I'm really working up to it. I'm excited about it because I'm there for my daughter, but also I'm like, I paid a lot for those tickets. I am fully committed to enjoying that gig. And in the interim, I've got the release on Disney Plus of the Eras tour so I can watch it over and over again. That's in a couple of days. And then in April, I've got the release of a new Taylor Swift album to get to know. And in the meantime, my daughter and I have got friendship bracelets to make. I'm going through the set list the whole time. I'm scoring each song as to how well I know it. And then I've got to go away and listen to each song. Look, the point is, I know I sound like I've overabsorbed myself, but what it's inspiring in me is an enormous sense of anticipation, and I am loving every minute, and it's changed my mood from day to day. And there's a reason for this. The neurotransmitter, the hormone that is associated with anticipation, is the same one that's associated with reward, and that's dopamine. And when you have low dopamine levels in your body, you're likely to experience things like memory loss, unhappiness. You're going to be demotivated. So it is really worth managing dopamine levels, raising them slightly and keeping them at a good level so that you are capable of dealing with what life throws at you. You've got some of that lovely, juicy loveliness inside you. And so giving yourself something to look forward to is as good as giving yourself the opportunity to do something that gives you a reward, because it releases the same hormone. In fairness, dopamine is the hormone that makes you pick up your phone as well and look through social media. And there is such a thing as too much dopamine. However, when it comes to managing it so that you can keep a good level, having things in the diary that you're really looking forward to can really help your mood. So it doesn't have to be a Taylor Swift concert. I'm going to go and see Dune tonight with the kids, and I'm really excited about some family time, about going to the cinema, about just enjoying every single minute of being with them. And it's really changed my mood on a day-to-day basis. So today, get out the diary, start putting in things that you can look forward to, because every single one gives you a little island, a stepping stone to take you through those days that are a bit tricky. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Everyday Positivity. In the meantime, have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.